Regina Celi, letare, alleluia. Qui a quem mero fisti portare, alleluia. Resurrexit, sicut dixit, alleluia. Ora pro nobis Dei, alleluia.
This is Glory Latin Mass Radio and Blog Talk, the shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary, Our Lady of Fatima, Cleveland, Texas. Father Christopher, presiding at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, a votive Mass of thanksgiving for favors received. Deus providavit, God will provide. Prayer before Mass by St. Thomas Aquinas. Almighty and ever-living God, I approach the sacrament of your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. I come sick to the doctor of life, unclean to the fountain of mercy, blind to the radiance of eternal light, and poor needy to the Lord of heaven and earth. Lord, in your great generosity, heal my sickness, wash away my defilement, enlighten my blindness, enrich my poverty, and clothe my nakedness. May I receive the bread of angels, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, with humble reverence, with the purity and faith, the repentance and love, and the determined purpose that will help to bring me to salvation. May I receive the sacrament of the Lord's body and blood in its reality and power. Kind God, may I receive the body of your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, born from the womb of the Virgin Mary, and so be received into his mystical body and numbered among his members. Loving Father, as on my earthly pilgrimage, I now receive your beloved Son under the veil of a sacrament. May I one day see him face to face in glory, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
Asperges me, Domine, hisopo et mundabor. Lavabis me, et super nivem de. Albabor. Miserere mei Deus, secundum magna misericordii, am tuam. Gloria Patri, et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sicut et erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Asperges me.
Ostende nobis, Domine, misericordiam tuam, et salutare tuum da nobis. Domine, exaudi orationem meam, et clamor meus ad te veniat. Dominus vobiscum,
et cum spiritu tuo. Oremus. Exaudi nos, Domine Sancti, Pater Omnipotens, Eterne Deus, et mitere dignere sanctum angelum tuum de celis, qui custodiat, boviat, protegat, visitet, atque defendat omnis habitantes in hoc habitaculo, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Actiones nostras consumus Domine, asperando prepedene et adubando prosecere, ut cuncta nostra operatio a te semper incipiat et per te coepta finiatur, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Confite mihi Domino quoniam bonus, quoniam in saeculum misericordia eius. Confiteor Deo omnipotenti et beate Maria semper Virgini et beato Dominico Patri nostro et omnibus sanctis, et vobis, fratres, quia peccavi nimos, cogitatione, locutione, opere et omissione, mea culpa, precor vos orare pro me. Amen. Misereatur vestri omnipotens Deus, et dimittat vobis omnia peccata vestra, liberat vos ab omni malo, salvet et confirmet in omni opere bono, et perducat vos ad vitem aeternum. Absolutionem et remissionem omnium peccatorum vestrorum tribuat vobis, omnipotens et misericors Dominus. Adjutorium nostrum in nomine Domini. Afferra nobis, Domine, cunctos iniquitatis nostras, ut ad sancta sanctorum puras meriamur mentibus introire, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
A te levavi, anima meam, Deus meus, in te confido, non ebru Pescam, neque irrideant me in amici mei etenim universi qui te expectant. Non confundentur, vias Tuas, Domine, demonstra mihi, et semitas tuas eto. Ceme gloria a Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sic ut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, gloria in excelsis Deo, et in terra pax omnibus bone voluntatis. Laudamus te, benedicimus te, adoramus te, glorificamus te, gratias agimus tibi. Propter magnam gloriam tuam, Domine Deus Rex Celestis, Deus Pater Omnipotens, Domine Filii Unigenite, Iesu Christe, Domine Deus Agnus Dei, Filius Patris, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. Qui tollis peccata mundi, suscipe deprecationem nostram. Qui sedes ad dextera Patris, miserere nobis. Quoniam tu solus sanctus, tu solus dominus, tu solus altissimus, Iesu Christe, cum sancto spiritu in gloria Dei Patris. Amen. Dominus vobis cum, ad cum spiritu tuo, oremus.
God and Father of all gifts, we praise you, the source of all we have and are. Teach us to acknowledge always the many good things your infinite love has given us. Help us to love you with all our heart and all our strength.
Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
A reading from the Epistle of St. Paul the Apostle to the Corinthians. Brethren, rejoice, mend your ways, encourage one another, agree with one another, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the holy ones greet you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Benedictus est Domine Apisus et sedes super cherubim in benedicite misericordiam suam. Alleluia. Ah, 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 ah. Alleluia.
Confite por tibi, Domine, in todo corde meo, quoniam audiste verba oris mei. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Domini sit in corde meo et in labiis meis ad pronunciandum sanctum evangelium pacis.
Dominus vobis cum, et cum spiritu tuo, Lectio Sancti Evangelii, secundum Johannem, Gloria tibi, Domine. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, that proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this so that when their hour comes, you remember that I told you.
Per evangelica dicta, deliantur nostra delicta.
We offer this holy sacrifice of the Mass, as always, in thanksgiving. The word itself, Eucharist, is thanksgiving. For being blessed, well blessed, by the providence of God. The motto of the Western province, the province of the Holy Name of Dominicans, is Deus Providavit. Every missive that I send, every email, letter, instead of saying truly yours or yours sincerely, I put Deus Providavit, because it is so true. God, our loving Father, in His mercy for us, in facing the crosses often of our own making, sent His only begotten Son into the world, not to condemn us, but that we might have abundant life, that we might have the gift of eternal life. St. Thomas Aquinas defines the word grace, which means gift, as the merciful, unmerited love of God, he also defines it as everlasting life. They are one in the same. Through the incarnation of Jesus Christ, Deus Brovi David not only will provide, has provided for all eternity, will provide for us in all of our particular needs, in any adversity, carrying any cross after Christ, through his Christ, through his holy sacrifice on the cross, the medicine of which St. Thomas says, for the ravages of sin and death, is this Eucharist, this thanksgiving, this blessing that we celebrate. I am particularly grateful to the Holy Trinity for the providence of God expressed in the incarnation of Christ, realized, actualized at Easter in the passion of the Lord, his death and resurrection, again to set us free. The Greek philosopher Thucydides said, it is impossible for a human being to be happy if they are not free. We are ensnared by the slaves of the devil, freely choosing to disobey God, who only provides and loves us, and be disobedient, freely choosing to enslave ourselves to the devil through our own actions, our own sin. Again, we freely choose to succumb to the lies of the devil, the wiles of demons, the wiles of and temptations, the lies of sinful politicians, sinful evil men. We freely choose to not listen to God, but to hear temptation and to obey. And when we turn from God, our greatest good, who has infinite love for us, we enslave ourselves to through sin to Satan. And if it isn't for the mercifulness of God, for his providence in grace, as Paul says, where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more, we are lost eternally to the fires of hell, lost in this life, living hell on earth. And as long as we do not turn back to God, turn back to Christ, there is no chance for redemption. There is no chance of salvation. And the eternal death, the second death of hell, unimaginably horrible, unimaginably incomprehensibly terrible, and yet people choose freely to go to hell. The Catholic Church teaches that all souls received sufficient grace from God to be saved, but they say no. They say no. There is a wonderful story, St. Mary Margaret Alico, who gave us this wondrous devotion of the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
She had visions. God spoke to her internally his word, his loving word. And one of the visions was of the resurrected Christ in his magnificent shining glory. And in his arms, he was holding all of these gifts, like wrapped gifts, at the time of Christmas. Gifts that reflect not, of course, big screen television or a new car or other silliness, not that at all, but the true gifts of the incarnation, the true gifts that come to us through the passion, the death and resurrection of Christ, his sacrifice on the cross that we reiterate in this Eucharist, and gifts like peace, gifts like true love, gifts like mercy and compassion, gifts like moral integrity, all of these gifts which perfect, which glorify God in his human creation. Christ appeared and was outstretched hands wanted to bestow. And Margaret Mary Alico was brought to tears at this vision of Christ. Who wouldn't be? The love that expresses itself in such mercy, but such generosity. Come and share my life, my divine life, the divine life of the Holy Trinity. Here and now, through the power of the resurrected Christ. And she's brought to tears of joy, but those tears soon turn to very deep sadness, because even though God has provided infinitely for the healing of sinful man, for his ennobling, his exaltation through Jesus Christ, to participate in divine life everlastingly, to participate in the communion of saints, through these fruits of the Holy Spirit, these gifts, she realized that Christ had no one that was wanted to take these gifts, no one that wanted to receive them into their hearts and minds through the providence of God, his graceful providence. And of course, this was shatteringly tragic, sad, but we see this played out over and over again in salvation history, in the Old Testament, in the New, in everything after. All most saints, I can't think of one that didn't, but most saints, from Augustine to Our Lady of, St. Teresa of Avila, also Mary, Our Lady of Fatima with the vision of hell, most saints say that most souls are lost to hell. And you simply need to look around and look at yourself first. You must look at myself first. But people living their lives in a completely godless, materialistic way, abortion, marriage equality, drugs, alcohol, bread and circuses, NFL, just the immense debt, people living their lives in a godless, materialist way. Again, they may say they believe in God and, you know, Jesus is my Lord and Savior and therefore I'm going to heaven. No, that's not said anywhere in apostolic teaching. It's never been that apostolic teaching. Nothing in the gospels of the church or teachings of the church, nothing like that. Most souls choose to be indifferent, practical atheists, whether they say they believe in God or not, choose sin and become enslaved to the devil, sell their souls, so to speak, contract with the devil instead of the covenant with God, the eternal covenant that Jesus poured out in his own blood on the cross to give forgiveness of sins so that we might be freed from the slavery of sin and death and eternal life. So we say this Mass as always, but a votive Mass of thanksgiving to God. I am particularly joyful today for his incredible providence to me, bringing victory out of very dire straits, bringing such riches out of lack and want and poverty, and just blessing me with such a wonderful priestly and Dominican ministry, which if I participate in prayer and goodness, can lead to my sanctification, lead to my holiness. And it is impossible for any human being to be truly happy, unless they are holy. So happiness is natural. Its cause is simply created things. So it's not holiness makes us happy. It's holiness makes us joyful, even in adversity, even in the face of adversity and crosses, like the readings from scriptures talk about. With the joy of the Holy Spirit, it's a fruit of holiness. I remember when I was up in Anchorage, Alaska, at a cathedral church up there. There was this black woman from Louisiana, and with the pipeline in the 70s, many people came from Texas, Louisiana, up to the North Slope of Alaska to make big money. You know, get $10,000 a week driving a truck, and just incredible salaries, amounts of money building the pipeline, welders, everything, earth movers, everything needed. So she had come up, and of course it's boom bust, so it was a bust, eventually in Alaska. And she had so many health problems, had lost children tragically to death. She had one son in prison, and always she had this incredible smile on her face, and when she greeted you, you felt like you're the most loved, important person in the world. And, would never burden you with her health, her own troubles, her poverty, or her son was in prison, or that she'd lost children. Never. If you asked her, of course, what about your son? She would momentarily, become sad for her son, as any loving mother would, or her children, or anything like that, or, recognize her pain for a moment. But then that smile would come roaring right back, and she says, But isn't God good? Isn't God good? So God is so good, and we are so joyful to just be here and celebrate this wonderful memorial of God's love, the sacred mystery of the Holy Mass, the Eucharist.
Benedictus it Deus Pater Ter Unigeni Isque Dei Filius Sanctus quo Spiritus quia fecit nobis cum miserere ricordiam suam.
Quid retribuit Domino pro omnibus crede retribuit mihi? Calicem salutaris accipiam et nomen Domini invocabo. Suscipe Sancti Trinitas hoc oblationem, quam tibi offerum memoriam passionis Domini nostri Jesu Christ. E presta, ut in conspecto tuo tibi placens ascendat, et meum, et omnium fidelium salutem apparetur eternum. Lavabo inter intucentes manos meus et circumdabo altari tuum, Domine, ut audiam vocem laudis et anorum universa mirabilia tua, Domine, delexi decorum domus tuae et locum habitationis gloriae tuae. In spiritum militatis et in animo contrito suscipiamur Domine a te, et sic fiat sacrificio nostrum, ut a te suscipiatur odie, et placit tibi, Domine Deus.
Orate, fratres!
Ut meam ac vestrum pariter in conspecto Domini, sit acceptum sacrificium. Lord, we offer you the sacrifice of praise. For all you have given us, even though we are unworthy of your love, may we always use your many gifts and bring glory to your name.
Per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo, oremus.
sursum corda habemus ad dominum gratias agamus domino Deo nostro. Dignum et justum est vere dignum et justum est equum et salutare nos tibi semper et ubique gratias agere Domine, Sancti Pater, omnipotens eterni Deus, qui cum unigenito Filio Tuo, et Spiritus Sancto, unus est Deus, unus est Dominus, non in unios, singularitate personae, sed in unios trinitate substantiae. Quod enum de tua gloria, revelante te credimus, hoc de filio tuo, hoc de Spiritu Sancto, sine differentia discretionis sentimus, ut in confessione vere sempiterneque deitatis, et in personas proprietas, et in essentia cunitas, et in maestate adoratur aquelitas, quam laudent angeli atque arcangeli, cherubim quoque acserufim, qui non cessin clamare, quod titie, una voce dicentes. Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus Dominus Deus Sabaoth, pleni sunt caeli et terra, gloria tua. Hosanna, et in celsis, benedictus, qui venit in nomine Domini. Hosanna in excelsis.
Tegitur, clementissimi Pater, per Iesum Christum, Filium Tuum, Dominum Nostrum. supplices rogamus, acquitimus ut te accepta abeas et benedicas. Hec dona, hec munera, hec sancta sacrificia illibata, in primos quae tibi offerimus pro ecclesia tui sancta catholica, quam pacificare, custodire, adonare et regere, digneris todo orbe terrarum, una cum familio tuo Papa nostro, Franciscos, et antistite nostre, et omnibus orthodoxus, atque catholicae et apostolicae, fidei culturibus. Memento Domine familiarum familiarumque tuorum, et omnium circumstantium, quorum tibi fides cognita est, et nota devotio, pro quibus tibi offerimus, fer qui tibi offerunt hoc sacrificium laudis pro se, suis quae omnibus, pro redemptionem animorum suorum, pro spes salutis et incolumitatis sui, tibi quae redunt vota sui eterno Deo, vivo et vero. Communicantes et memoriam venerantes, in primus gloriosae semper Virginis Maria, genitricis Dei et Domini nostri Jesu Christe, sed et beatorum apostolum ac martyrum tuorum, Petri et Pali, Andrea Jacobi, Ioannes Tome, Jacobi Felipe Bartolomei, Mattei Simonus et Thaddee, Lini Cleti Clementis Christi Cornelii, Cipriani Laurenti, Chrysogoni Ioannes et Pali, Cosmi et Damiani, et omnium sanctorum tuorum, quorum meritis pregebusque concedas, ut in omnibus protectionis tuae muniarmor auxilio, per eundum Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. In communion, concitetur oblationem servitutis nostrae, sede cunc de familiae tuae, quesemus Domine, ut placatus accepias diesque nostros, in tua pace disponas, atque ab aeterna damnatione nos ripe, et in electorum tuorum ubes grege numerare, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Quam oblationem tu, Deus, in omnibus quesimus, benedictam, adscritam, ratam, ratiabilium, acceptabilium quae facere digneris ut nobis, corpus et sanguinis, fiat delectissimi fili tui Domini nostri Jesu Christe, qui pride quam pateretur accepit panem in sanctus ac venerabilis manus suis, et elevatus oculus in celum, a te Deum Patrum suum omnipotentem, tibi gratias. Benedixit, fregit, dedique discipulus suis dicens. Accipite et manducate ex hoc omnes, hoc est enim corpus meum. Simili modo posquam cenatum est, accipiens et hunc placlarum calicem, in sanctus ac venerabilias manus suas, item tibi gratias agens, benedixit, dedique discipulus suis dicens, accipite et bibite ex eo omnes. Hic est enim calis sanguinis mei, novi et eterni testamenti, mysterium fidei qui provovis et promotus infundetur in remissionem peccatorum. Hei curis cumque faceritis in me memoriam facietis. Unde et memores Domine, nos servi tui, sere plebs tua sancta eutem Christi filii tui Domini nostri tam beate passiones, nec non ab inferas resurrectiones, sed et in celos glorioso ascensiones, afferimus per clara majestatis tui, de tuis donos ac datus. Ostiam puram, ostiam sanctam, ostiam immaculatum, panem sanctum vitae eternae, et calicem salutis perpetuae. Superque propitio oxorino voto respicere digneres, et accepta avere, secut te accepta avere dignatus es muneri pueri tui custe avel, et sacrificium patriarche nostre abree, et quad tibi optilit sumus sacerdos tuis Melchisedec, sanctum sacrificium immaculatum ostium. Supplices te rogamus omnipotens Deus, ubi ec prefiri per manus sancti angeli tui in sublime altare tuum, in conspecto divine majestatis tui, et quod ex hoc altaris participatione sanctum sacrum sanctum filii tui, corpus et sanguinem subserimus omni benedictione celesti et gratia replearmur per eum dum Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Memento esiam Domine familiarum familiarumque tuorum, qui nos precestrant cum signo fidei, et dormiunt in sumno paces. Martha, ipsis Domine et omnibus in Christo quiscientibus locum refrigerire, luces et pacis ut indulgias deprecamur per eum dum Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
Nobis quoque peccatoribus.
Familias tuis, de multitudine miserationem tuorum sperantibus, partem aliquam, et societatem denare digneris, cum tuis sanctis apostolis et martiribus, cum Ioane, Stefano, Mattea, Barniba, Ignatio, Alejandro, Marcianino, Petro Felicitate, Perpetua, Agatha Lucia. Cecilia, Anastasia, et omnibus sanctis tuis intra quorum nos consortium, non est amator meriti sed benie, quae sumus largitor emite, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Perquem hic omnia Domini semper bono creas, sanctificas, vivificas, benedicis et prestas nobis.
Per ipsum et cum ipso et in ipso, est tibi Deo Patri omnipotenti, in unitate Spiritus Sancti, omnes honor et gloria. Per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Preceptis salutaribus moniti, et divina institutione formati, audemus dicere, Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in celo et in terra. Panem nostram quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis
debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos ad malo.
Libranos, quesemus Domine, ab omnibus malis, preteribus, presentibus, et futuris, et intercedente beata et gloriosa semper Virgini, Dei Genetricis Maria, cum beatis apostolis tuis Petro et Paolo, atque Andrea, et omnibus sanctis, da propitios pacem in Deibus nostris, ut ope misericordiae tui ajute, et a peccato simul semper libere, et ab omni perturbationi secure, per eum dum Dominum nostrum, Iesum Christum, Filium Tuum, qui tecum vivat et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti Deus.
Per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Pax Domini sint semper vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo.
Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, dona nobis pacem.
Sancro sancto commixio corporis et sanguinis Domini nostri Jesu Christi, fiat mihi et omnibus sumentibus salus et mentis et corporis et ad vitam aeternam promorendem atque compensendam preparatio salutaris per eum dem Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Domine Jesu Christi, Filii Dei vive, qui ex voluntate Patris cooperante Spiritus Sancto, per mortem tuum mundum vivificaste, libera me per hoc sancro sancto corpus et sanguinem tuum ab omnibus iniquitatibus meis, et universas malis, et fac me tuus semper inherere mandatis, et a te numquam superare permitas, qui cum eum dem Deo Patri et Spiritus Sancti vivos et regnas Deus in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Ecce Agnus Dei, ecce qui tollit peccata mundi, Domine, nosum dignus, ut in re subtectum meam, sed tantum dic verbo et sanabitur anima mea. Domini nosum dignus ut in re subtectum meam, sed tantum dic verbo et sanabitur anima mea. Domine nosum dignus ut in re subtectum meam, sed tantum dic verbo et sanabitur anima meam.
corpus et sanguinis Domini nostri Jesu Christi, custodiant me ad vitam aeternum. Amen. Quod ore sumissimus Dominus puramente capiamus, ut de corpore et sanguine Domini nostri Iesu Christe, fiat nobis remedium sempiternum. Amen. Confitebor tibi Domine. In todo corde meo, quoniam audiste verba oris mei.
Dominus vobis cum, et cum spiritu tuo oremus.
God our Father, in this spiritual food you have given back to us the sacrifice we offered you in thanksgiving. The saving sacrament of Christ your Son, by these gifts of strength and joy, sustain us in your service and bring us to your gift of eternal life.
Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
Dominus vobis cum, et cum spiritu tuo. Ite, te, 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 missa est. Deo.
Placet tibi sancti Trinitas obsequium servitutas meae et presta ut sacrificium quod oculis tui majestatis indignus optile tibi sit acceptabile mihi quae et omnibus pro quibus iliud optile, sit te miserante propitiabile per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
This is Glory Latin Mass Radio
and Blog Talk.
The Shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary, Our Lady of Fatima, Cleveland, Texas. Father Christopher, presiding at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, a votive Mass of Thanksgiving.
Regina Caeli, letare, alleluia, quia quem eropisti portare, alleluia, resurrexit, sicut dixit, alleluia, ora pro nobis Dei, alleluia. Sit benedictum in nomine Patri et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.
Veritas, laudare, benedicere, predicare.